You are the John of your generation. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3 verse 1 and 2, In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. The wilderness of Judea experienced the vibrating sound of John the Baptist. His message was clear and loud. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. The Bible says John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. Can you imagine a man standing on the highways with clothes made of camel's hair and a leather belt tied on his waist preaching the gospel? What would be our reaction? I remember visiting my friend's house one time in India, and I saw a man with a long beard and hair, wearing a shirt and pants which doesn't even look pleasing. I wonder if he even washed his clothes in months, standing on the byroad and screaming out of his lungs, Jesus Christ, and screaming some verses to everyone who passes by in cars. I asked my friend who he is, and my friend said he stays close by, and almost 24 hours he does this, no matter if it's raining or hot. And he also added he is a mentally challenged person. I'm sure he was just a laughing stock for the community he lived in. We live in a world where people are respected for the way they look and what they have. Even though we say don't judge the book by its cover, we often judge people by what we see. We live in a culture where people who have quality and character are often ignored. But God is looking for people who have quality, character, genuine heart, who is willing to walk in the guidance of the Holy Spirit to make them as the John of this generation who can prepare a way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I have seen people saying, don't preach about repentance and try to be hard. Preach softly so that you don't offend anyone. Revival is always born out of repentance of sin. We are called to share the love of Christ with others, and helping people to repent from their sin is a part of that. But we must do it out of love and the right motive. But we should never compromise the truth of the gospel. In this modern world, we see the celebrity culture capturing the Christian world and losing the power of God from us, which leaves our preaching without transformation in people's hearts. We are not called to bring the gospel to the level of this world, but bring the world to the level of the gospel. We are not in the motivating game by giving motivational messages from the Bible and failing to share the truth about the eternal life people can receive through Jesus Christ if they repent for their sin. This world has come to its worst time like never before. Sin is devouring people's lives every second. And as the children of God, we must lead people to repentance with the gospel and make an eternal difference. The Bible says people went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. He baptized them in the Jordan River. Even though John's attire was simple, his message made a significant impact on people. The Bible says the whole region of Jordan was transformed. Jordan is 306.2 kilometers far away from Judea, and you can imagine the magnitude of the impact made by John with his message. The message was simple and powerful. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. As you listen to me, I want you to know that you are the John of this generation. Don't miss the opportunity God has given you to draw people closer to God. John prepared a way for Jesus Christ, and now it's our turn to prepare the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. It does not matter what's your limitations, because your limitation is not God's limitation. The life of John tells us that God can use us beyond our limitations, and I pray that God will powerfully use you to lead people to Christ. Thank you for tuning in to Jim Inspirations. Engage, inspire.